Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're having another program here. So these are all live, naturally, and the Lightship comes in to help you. And the show goes in different directions. What we do a lot of times is sample healings for people. So I'll just kind of describe that. If you're new to the program, what you may want to do is scroll down on your monitor screen. First, click on Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down. And a little ways past maybe an inch or so, you're going to see a light beam. And then underneath that, you're going to see the word BVS Fast Chat. So if you wish to connect with us to maybe ask a question, you can. And you can also request a sample healing in the little text box that pops up after you click on this. And what the sample healings are for, it allows you to find out maybe more about yourself, what energies you're dealing with. Now, these are normally almost always invisible bodies, okay? Because your physical body is physical, but we have like an emotional body, have a mental body, we have a sensory body, a feeling body, many, many bodies that help to protect the physical body from destroying itself. So I'll just say that over again. These bodies are helping you so that your body, your physical body, doesn't get destroyed by the negativity. And the negativity is the mind energy. So what we have around us, we'll say, are these invisible bodies that buffer us, kind of like a sponge, like a filter. And these invisible bodies take up the slack or the energy coming to us. So when somebody projects a bad thought to you, or maybe they talk to you verbally, you do have energy bodies around you, which is designed to buffer some of that psychic energy. Because remember, the mind energy also works with your communication energy. So what happens is we're being bombarded with a lot of mental psychic energy, and these bodies are there to help us. And these bodies protect us from having a complete psychic attack done by someone, some person maybe physically on the earth here. And that also include maybe witchcraft and voodoo, etc. You know, those are mind-controlling energies. It also protects us somewhat also from extraterrestrial involvement through mind control. But basically, what happens is that these bodies, over time, become overloaded, and they kind of get filled up. So it's like initially you start off with a glass of water, and the glass itself is empty of water. And throughout your life, as you pick up more judgments, and your body starts to resonate with them, and people start putting their judgments on you, and judgments are all just separation from spiritual truth, then this glass starts to get filled up, and then it starts to overflow. And that's why people sometimes have a difficulty relating to other people. They don't want to see people. They become hermits. And that's because their body is overtaxed with this energy. And what happens is, like, if your emotional body gets too overtaxed, another word might be too traumatized, then that energy spills over into you, into the physical body that you have, and it starts to manifest an illness. And that's only because the body needs to be cleaned out. So that's kind of how you want to look at it. So what the Lightship does is they do many, many healings. Now, not everybody needs all the healings that the Lightship does. But basically, we have probably about maybe five or six healings that work for everybody, and it makes them feel very, very good afterwards. And there are other ones that you can have, which will also help you along your way, but they may not be needed. So it all depends, you know, what type of healing you need. That's why we do sample healings. People request healings on the fast chat for a particular thing. And then we do that. A lot of times people will type in, they want to have an emotional healing or feeling body healing. I shouldn't say or, and a feeling body healing. Maybe some kind of trauma clearing, maybe an anger clearing. And all these are bodies that surround us, these invisible bodies that store this energy. And so when it's stored, eventually when we start to resonate with it, it's just that it's filled up completely and we have to get rid of it. And so people request healings and we do that. And the Lightship does it instantly. And what you normally have is typically 5 days of healing from from this moment in time as I'm talking to 5 days ago. So if I were to do a clearing right now for you, and then I were to do one at the end of this show, the clearing that I work with is in the moment. So the clearing that I started with would not include the clearing that would be after. So that space of time would not be cleared unless we cleared it at the end of the show. And this is how the healings work. Everything is in the present moment, and then it goes back or forward depending on how I do the clearing with you. So this is how the clearings work, and the divine beings on the life ship do this for you. There's no earth-based technology and extraterrestrial intervention technology. People talk about other races doing healings, and that can be true. But there's nothing higher in spiritual integrity than the energy that created you, which is the creation light ship. And this is what the light ship is the energy of the manifestation of everything in the light frequency. So we'll see if Sylvia is online here, if she wants to add something to what I just got through talking about. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone. We have a nice group already gathering on the fast chat. If you're new to this program and you'd like to join us in that way, just go to the Creation Light Ship page from the BBS radio homepage index there. And then scroll down and you're going to see a picture there of a beautiful light being from the Creation Light Ship. And just scroll a little further down and right below that you'll see BBS Fast Chat under the light being. And you can just click on that and that will bring up a window for you and you can just type in your message. You can put your name if you like or whatever name you'd like to use. You don't have to put your email address in. So just type in a message and then click send and we'll see that on the fast chat. And that's a great way if you have any questions you'd like to ask Ron or if you'd like to ask about a particular healing. And we'll try to take up everyone's questions throughout the hour. Sometimes there's so many that we can't get to them all, but we'll do our best. And yes, let's just have a wonderful hour of beautiful healing energies with the Creation Light Ship.
Okay, so there are healings that we do that the Light Ship knows about the body that the healing is associated with. On a few shows in the past, I have brought up where they can't do that healing or to have a private session with me. And that's only because the involvement with the person typing in that information of the healing, it would just be probably too much to do. And the sample healing may not be effective because there's so much more that needs to be done. So I need to clarify that in case somebody listened to a call and they go, gee, Ron did refuse to do a healing for me. Remember, all these energies go through my body here back to the light ship. And sometimes that energy from the light ship doesn't really have a way to work with that one particular issue. So I'll just bring that up. We have a healing here requested for procrastination. So that could go in many different directions. It's very hard for me to focus on that to get the proper energy body or bodies, and there could be, you know, many bodies that deal with that. So I'll just kind of talk on that here so you can kind of get a rough idea. And it's from Jay, whoever Jay is, maybe male or female. So it makes no difference. So here we go. So for procrastination, just looking at that, it could be a problem with your mental body. Maybe your mental body is way overstressed and it doesn't want to move forward, okay? And meaning that you have troubles mentally moving forward, okay? So you don't want to do things because of that process, okay? Or it could be something in there from childhood, which could be a trauma clearing. Maybe there's some kind of awful experience that maybe the person experienced during childhood. So that clearing would have to more than likely be done on a personal session with me, where the light ship could just take that and go into all the different bodies that this is attached to and clean it out. Now, if we have another, I hope that answered the question there, because it could be more than one thing, okay? Now, we have another question up here. Did we have one up there, Sylvia? I saw something here about, broken heart, okay.
Yes, we had an actual request about, or a question about what healing would help a person who is trying to heal from a heartbreak experience from, you know, a lost love situation.
Yeah. Okay, so that is a big one. That could be, what I would probably do with that one would be to do a healing on the heart itself, okay? And so what happens is that going to just to be a broken heart from the energy in the chakra? Is the chakra hindered from that? And is it going into your physical heart causing damage, okay? Remember, everything overflows into the body eventually. And then at that point in time, someplace, we die from a particular illness or condition caused by these bodies not being cleaned out because they get filled up full of gunk. And that takes away your life force energy. So what I can do, though, for this one here, we'll do this right now. We'll work with heart energy. And so typically that's in relationships. And so what we're going to do is I'll do a cording clearing, okay? So the cording clearing is probably going to help you with releasing the person out of your life that's bringing to you the heartache, okay? Remember, as long as you think about this incident, you're still connected to the person. So you're not going to get healed if you're still connected. Does that make sense to you, Sylvia?
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure everyone can relate to that kind of experience where they've had, you know, a relationship ends and everywhere they look or everything they see kind of reminds them of that person, so they can't really get it out of their, you know, their mind. And so that connection just kind of keeps bringing up that pain.
Yes, and so the cording would be the energy that's connected to you from that person, which is keeping you in focus or keeping that person on your mind so you can't get rid of them. So that's one type of clearing that we can do. So we'll do a cording clearing. And like I believe I said earlier, all these energies are mind energies. So you have to separate. If you draw a line on a piece of paper and you put mind energies on the left side and heart energy on the right, which is your spirit energy, remember, the darkness always tries to mimic the light. Your spirit does have a mind consciousness, okay, which is what I hope everybody listening is attempting to get into in this lifetime. But what happened was the mind energy said, well, what we're going to do now is bring this energy forward, which works with your, say, ego self, if you want to use that term, or your personality, let's use that too. And so your personality now thinks that it's the divine energy, and it works with mind, okay? And so this is how you get sidetracked and away from your divinities, because all of a sudden the mind is so powerful, it thinks that it's this God energy, and it controls you, okay? Whether the heart energy, in contrast, doesn't control you. It just allows everything to be the way it is because it's in pure divine perfection. It doesn't have to judge anything, but it needs you to connect to the heart to realize that and to understand it. And so what happened was the dark side created all of these energies that are basically confronting you, and these energetic bodies were created somehow to keep the physical body from destroying itself. Remember, the mind is like death energy, okay? It has nothing to do with love, doesn't know what love is. You can talk all you want about love, but and you know the emotions of love, but you never have a clue until you really come into your heart and you're in discernment and you can really feel that divine presence. Other than that, it's just a bunch of words. And so the mind energy, which you're combating daily, and these bodies are buffering you from all of these psychic attacks of the mind, which is New Age metaphysics, you know, creating your own parking place, the secret, all these things that people are talking about, and very possibly on other shows here on the internet here. You want to get into the heart. And you know, it's very difficult. I get questions asked to me all the time. They go, "How do you do this, Ron?" I'm like a mental person. I live and work in my job, you know, and I do this all the time, and I have to think continuously, and I have to use my mind. I said, "Well, then use the mind of your heart." And what you initially want to get to, you know, after the process of having your clearing so that you can really understand the truth of your being, of who you are. Remember, all this is, all the mind energy is separating you from the consciousness of the divine. So once you finally start shedding some of these bodies and cleaning them out, I won't say shedding them, but once you clean them out so that you can think clearer and not be interfered with, and not having these energies keep bouncing back to you. Because remember, once that body gets clogged up, it's spilling over all this gunk into you. And then that's all you think about is the gunk. And so what happens is, once you get them cleaned out, then you're able to move a little closer to your heart center. And this is why the light shift is here, to get you to come into your heart. This is the whole process of ascension. Come into your heart, and then you use your mind energy and your spirit to unite your light body, which your spirit is, so it can fully walk into you, 100% into your body. That's what we call Love Comes Walking In, you know, the song by Van Halen, Love Walks In. So we'll do a cording clearing right now, and I hope that, this is helping people to understand why there's so many clearings. The light shift never created this mind energy. It's just here by the dark side to fool the light so that you can think that you're self-empowered because you have a brain and you can think, and you can do things with it, but that's not divine energy. And so you're always attempting to walk into the light, but somehow the mind energy takes you away from it. And the mind energy, like I said, is pro-death. It wants to kill everything. So here we go. Cording, and this is for your heart. So we're going to take away the energy of maybe a loved one that maybe you had a separation, a divorce. You think about this person, and as soon as you think about them, they're in your living room. They're right next to you because you courted them. So you now are taking their energy. So if you're yearning for the person to be in your life, you're sucking energy out of them. And if you're just angry with them, it's kind of the same process. You're sending them anger thoughts. That line connection goes both ways. So here we go. We'll go 5 days ago. So sit back and relax. Take a deep breath. And I'm sure some of you are probably saying, come on, Ron, get on with it here. So anyway, here we go. 5 days ago, recording. So we're going to take the cords that you put out to the person and take them away, and then we'll take them away from you. So I'm going to reverse the process here. So this is what you're giving that person. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days ago. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Oh, boy. 3rd chakra, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2nd chakra, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1st chakra, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay. Now we're going to do your 6th chakra, which you're probably not going to really sense, okay? But I want to do this one last for you, because now you have the lower chakras are what you really feel with, which is probably 1, 2, and 3. The heart is what you're dealing with as far as the trouble, but I want to go to the 6th chakra now. So here we go. 6th chakra, cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, those are days that I'm doing. So you are cleared for 5 days. I'm just going down through all the different energies, both directions. So how do you feel, Sylvia? Did that affect you? Do we have anything on the fast chat?
Oh, it feels wonderful. And if anyone would like to comment what they experienced, we love to hear your comments. And I think especially if we have people that really feel these clearings, you know, not everyone does. It doesn't mean it's not working for you. Just some have actually a stronger sense of feeling. And if you, you know, have some experience that you'd like to share, that really helps others as well. So please go ahead and type it in. And, yeah, so if you've just tuned in, we have some people coming on the fast chat. So we've been talking about the healings and how they work. Ron has been giving us some wonderful information about how our energetic bodies, like the emotional body and these various bodies that we have, buffer us from mind energy and judgment, and they get full of these densities and have to be cleared out, and that's what these clearings do. And Ron, you brought up a very interesting point, that the light ship has these various clearings, like the emotional body, the feeling body, the mental body, and so forth. But for anyone that has also a very specific situation that they want to heal from, that might involve having to heal, having the light ship having to work on various different bodies and situations to accomplish that healing, then that's a good time then to connect with Ron and just say, look, I'm having this particular situation. Can we have kind of a custom healing for that situation and work on it like that? So we just had a wonderful cording release. And what would you like to do next, Ron?
Okay, we'll do the other part to it. So this is energy that you're giving to someone else. And that energy that you released now from this for the last 5 days. So this is your energy going to someone else, and now we're going to do the same process, taking the energy that they gave you. So 6 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 5 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 4 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 3 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 2 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, so that should feel pretty complete for all of you. It should feel like the torment in your heart is a little less than what it would have been before the clearing here. And again, these are sample clearings to show you how quick and how fast the light ship can do their work. But the clearings are not completed 100% until you have your whole life clearing for this lifetime. And that's the key, because you want to clean out this body 100%. You want to get rid of all this stuff. And what happens is, as your physical body wants to do a healing on itself, it will bring up these issues. So what happens is all the physical bodies, we'll just say that your the person that you divorced, we'll say in this situation typically, or a boyfriend or girlfriend, that person has the same issues. So now you went through the separation and they're probably feeling maybe the opposite that you are. Maybe they think that you are a jerk and, you know, that they're happy to be out of the relationship, but it's still all the same stuff. It kind of recycles and goes in a circle. So maybe the next time or so, they'll have a different situation. But the whole thing is the same. It's still relationship. And relationship is with the heart energy, which you may think is the love energy, which people have here. What can also happen is that you can get your chakras gooped up. So I'm going to do two clearings here. I did this on a few shows a while back here. Now, there are people out there who somehow get their second chakra, we'll call it, say it's your sexuality, creativity, but we'll just use the word sexuality for this here. And somehow that type of person thinks they have to, in a sense, go to bed with everybody else to feel the love energy. Okay, that's being just point blank here. And those chakras get mixed up. And so you think you're giving away your love, which you're giving away a sexual experience, but you think it's love. And the chakras get goofed up. What we're going to do now is take the energy out of your heart center, and everybody take a deep breath now, because we probably all have this situation. The dark side likes to do and confuse us, so this is why these healings are needed. Okay, so we're going to take the energy right now, I'll count to 10, and put it take the second chakra energy out of your heart center and put it back into the second chakra. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to take the energy from your heart out of your second chakra and put it back into your fourth chakra. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So that should give you some kind of different feeling in your body here. Now, next we're going to do a similar thing, and we're going to go to the power chakra. Remember, a way of doing things here is to use your voice. So we're going to take the energy of your power out of your throat, okay, which shouldn't be in there. This is to people who get their two chakras mixed up too. So we're going to take the energy from your fifth chakra, where the power is now given, and bring it back down into your power center, because you're losing power, but because you're giving it away out of your mouth, okay? So it's like having, you know, a balloon with a hole in it, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll take the energy that is in the power chakra from the throat and bring it up into your fifth chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'd like you all just to take a deep breath here and kind of see how these healings have affected you. I'll put some music on so you can just contemplate. And stay in your heart if you can. We haven't did that drop yet, but the energy is very strong, and you may be there automatically with the light beings helping you. That we did, whenever I do a clearing, it's from this moment right now, and it goes back in time. It doesn't go forward, because remember, the light only works in the now. And so they have no way to know what you're going to create in the future. And so all the healings are from this present moment, from the past. So what happened when I did this clearing, that energy was cleared 5 days ago. So this is like what happened with Jesus. They kind of switched the information around in the Bible. The Christians think that he died for your sins. So they think that he died and all your sins are taken away from you. Well, the sins basically is a medieval term of having a bow and arrow and you hit the target, or you miss the target, so you sin. But basically getting back to that realization, he was doing these same clearings for people, performing them from the light ship. People are being transported to the light ship. You have the light beings work with them for ascension. The same thing that we're doing exactly right now. It's the same process. Although now the physical bodies have more densities because it's 2,000 years later. Remember, there's a lot of thought that takes place. Just think about how many thoughts you have in a daytime, okay? And are they judgmental? So from there, what happens is that the light ship has had to create additional healings for people because we have so much more stuff happening. And so this is why there's so many other clearings that we offer. Now, the process, since they're only in the now, what happened when Jesus did his clearings, he worked with those people from that moment in time, going back into their genetic coding of their body, their DNA, their cellular memory, and he was releasing that density out of their bodies, because their bodies, just like you're doing right now, they were recycling the judgment because the body wanted to do the ascension. And so he released the energies from the ones that were able to come on board, we'll say, to listen, to understand what was happening, the ones that were able to get out of the mind control that was being transmitted here by the negative ETs. And the ones that did listen had the healings done. Okay? But he didn't go forward in time. And so, you know, everybody has, you know, 2,000 years more of density. Now, let's just say that your physical body was here for like 50,000 years in genetics, okay? And maybe even longer. You know, it's hard to say how long your body has been here. I know when I do my sensory clearings, I can tell when your spirit walked into the body or into a body. But I can't tell you how much older that body is before that, before it was inhabited by another spirit, okay? So in the sensory clearing, we go back to the time when your spirit walked into a body here. That was its first incarnation on the earth plane. And I think I've been back, 92,000-93,000 years. Most people come in, say, between 30,000-50,000. And so, and I don't think I've had anybody less than that. Maybe I could have had one. But anyway, what happens is the fact that you're carrying the densities from all those lifetimes, and you need to get them cleaned out of you. So the fact that Jesus came to do this process, those bodies that were here are out of here, okay? And so that genetic strain of people were not here. So if you had the ascension, then your body left. So there's no bodies here that haven't ever been worked on. Well, let me repeat that. The bodies that left are no longer here. And so the bodies that are left here genetically, because remember, you are from, you know, your parents. So if you just think of ascension time happening, you know, yesterday, well, if you're here, that means that you did not go through the ascension 2,000 years ago. So I hope that's clear to everybody. So that means that you have densities going back a long time. And how long, I don't know. But anyway, you're holding on to energies, and these energy bodies that surround you are dense, and that will cause you to have physical harm done to you and give you mindsets, give you patterns, because you're working out patterns of addictions in all these lifetimes. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so earlier you said something that was just really great, and I think we should go back to that a little bit, and that is, you were talking about the difference between using heart energy and mind energy. And you said, you know, that we all need to get into our hearts and out of the mind energy and instead use the mind of your heart. And that's probably a new concept for a lot of people, that the heart has a mind, essentially, that's different than the, you know, the mind in our head or however you want to think of it. So, can you address that a little bit and kind of give us a little more insight into that, how to use that mind and the heart?
Yes, we'll do a drop now. We've had a lot of energy flowing during this program right now for you. So we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So what this does, it separates you and it allows you to be in the heart energy. So it takes the mental body, if you want to use that term. You could also use the term your ego self. You could use the term your awakening consciousness. It's what you think with what thoughts you have to do a particular action, okay? So we're going to drop that down into your heart center. So this will help you out to understand the difference of the two different minds. So here we go. And when you're in there, I want everybody to try to get a negative thought. Try to think bad about someone or something, okay? You're going to find that it's almost impossible because your spirit, your heart energy will not go there because it doesn't know about that, and it's only in divine energy. It only loves everything. So it can't have a negative thought. It's impossible because it never created mind energy to give you a negative thought, okay? It just strictly knows pure love and light energy. So here we go. We're going to drop down. So think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead. The first floor is your heart. And we're going to drop you down. The light ship will help you do this. If you wish to bring up the light beam on your screen, you can. If you're on the fast chat, there's four different little squares underneath that. And the light beam is the first one. And if you're on the screen itself, then just go down and about an inch or so on the scroll bar, and you're going to see the light beam there. So here we go. We're dropping down. Back in the elevator, I'll do it slow. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And for the part that didn't surrender, we're going to do it again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Just stay there. I'm going to put some music on and just feel the peace that your spirit is giving you. Beautiful divine energy. This is the way you should be living your life, being connected to your heart center. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, I'd like to take this one step deeper if we can, and that is on a couple of the programs before, I think we've talked about this. You've mentioned the feeling of then once you are heart-centered, then expanding that heart energy so that it, you know, goes in and encompasses your whole body. So can you talk about that a little bit, Ron, and then maybe we can kind of have everyone do that.
Okay. Well, your heart energy should be within your whole body system. So just by going to your heart is wonderful. But what you want to actually do, the next step is to start to integrate that energy with every cell of your body. And then you're actually connected to your spirit anywhere in your body. And this is where you want to get to for the ascension process. So being in your heart is wonderful, but it doesn't help you, it's part of the way of getting to the process. If you don't connect to your heart, you're never going to be able to connect your spirit to your whole body. So that's the starting point, is to do that. And this is why we do clearing, so you get rid of the densities, preventing you from having that reunion, you know, that divine communion with your body and your spirit. Does that answer the question, Sylvia?
Yeah, I think that's great. Great information. So So to recap, then you're saying that the first part of the process is to really get heart-centered, to kind of surrender that mind energy and drop into our heart centers. And then the process kind of begins, because there we can actually begin to have the divine communion with our spirit, and that's our connection to our creation energy. And at that point, then the heart energy and the spirit energy expands throughout our whole bodies. Would you say that's a fair recap of that?
Yeah, that's very good. So remember, your spirit, if you look at a baby, the spirit in the baby is connected to typically every cell of the body, because the baby has not started judging yet, okay? Because it's just divine energy. This is why they look so vibrant. And why their eyes, when you look at them, I mean, they're crystal clear. And you can see light coming out of their eyes. So what happens is, through our mental programming here, of whatever that would be, the body then starts at the same time to bring forth these mental programs. Remember, just think of a computer, right? And at first, at some point in time, you had a complete brand new hard drive with nothing on it. And then you started adding programs to it and an operating system. And all of a sudden, you know, what you really need is like a system restart that you could press to clear everything out and get back to square one. And this is what the light chip is doing for you. And everybody has different programs that they're running. And the different programs are different in everybody. You know, there may be somebody who was born who maybe had a sexual abuse issue, maybe when they were 3 or 4. So what that translates into is, a very a poor life sexually with people, or maybe they go out and overindulge, and they don't know how to get out of that because of what happened to them when they were younger, which was out of their control. Well, this is all mind energy that the person now is operating with. So they have that program running continuously. So how do you get it out of you? The light chip can help you to release it. And they will release it from you. But we all have different programs, and some of the programs are not as strong as other ones. And so what you may want to do is look at your life and find out kind of what program you're running, okay? And you're going to find that it's connected to mind energy someplace if you look deep enough, because everything is from the mind. Remember, the heart doesn't do this stuff to you. And so you want to then start to extricate yourself out of these energies, and the light chip can help you do that. Remember, you're running programs for 50,000 years, and that's in you, and they're all running. And what came up in this lifetime for you to experience, okay, it's not your karma. It's what your body wanted to heal. And so what happens is the body will go through a situation, go through different things, hoping that you're going to release the energy out of it and get rid of it, because it's going to typically kill you, which is kill your body, because that's why the issue came up. It's going, my God, look what's happening to me. The body's saying, we got to get this thing out of me. It's this gunk, and I want to release it, but there's no way for me to communicate consciously to the person, because the person's not listening to the spirit. So the body now comes into the manifestation mode and manifests, say, trials and tribulations for you and stuff. And that comes up, and you think that, gee, what happened to me? You know, why am I going through this here? What bad thoughts were I having? This is New Age metaphysics, philosophy. If something happened to you, it's because you thought of a bad thought. Well, your body wanted to get it out of you. You weren't thinking about that. I don't think anybody who had a real negative situation actually was dwelling upon it and bringing it into the reality. And that can happen. But typically, I would say that's probably not the case. Like having a car accident. Were you thinking about having a car accident? Did you really want to have one? Were you putting out your manifestations into having a car accident? I really doubt that, okay? So typically, the body is trying to heal itself. So what happened was, you made a spiritual agreement. This is your karma, in a sense. This is your spirit helping the body heal. This is all done by your soul family here on this planet. And the soul family is what you want to get out of, because you want to be conscious of what you're going through. So you don't want your spirit through the dark side, controlling it, setting yourself up with negative contracts, okay? So what happens is I do a special session with this. We call it the 4-in-1 session. And it's on the website if you wish to read about it. And part of it, the last part, is taking you out of your soul family agreements here, because, you know, they're strictly mind energy again. And it's how your spirit is being controlled along with your body to do these things to help clean the body out, which is a good thing. But you should be conscious of what you're going through. So once you have the clearing, then you are responsible for your physical body on its healing process. You won't draw negative things into your life, because now you have to become more conscious, which is where you should be to begin with. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Well, our time is just really drawing to a close here, so we have about 5 more minutes or so. So how about if we take up a couple of the other requests on the fast chat? And these might be helpful to help people understand more about the sample clearings that you do also. One of the requests was about the sensory body.
Okay, yeah, that one's a pretty nice clearing. Well, they're all nice, but this one does a lot of things at one time. And so this helps you with how you relate to life here. Remember, the life that we're living, we have our senses to tell us that we're here. And so for some people, they become sensory overloaded or overstimulated. And like I probably have mentioned before, I have seen and known people, just for instance, going back to New York, which I'll be going to the expo there in the middle of October at the New Yorker Hotel. So if you're around or in that area back on the East Coast, I'd like to see you. Be wonderful to see who's listening here to come and say hi and shake hands or something. But what happens is that some people there I talked to afterwards, they said, no, I really can't go to this event, but I want to talk to you anyway. And I go, oh, okay, that's fine. They said, well, the reason why I'm not going is because I've been to prior events, and sometimes there are healers there that have been there for a long time, and they have a lot of negative energy. And I really choose not to go to that event because of these few healers. And I go, well, that's okay. They're just telling me that they need a sensory body clearing, okay? But it's showing up to them that these people who have negative energy, but they're not wanting to deal with it. Or I have people that come up to me and they say, gee, Ron, you know, I have a hard time seeing people. I have a really difficult time being in crowds. And that's because, you know, they're overloaded too with the people's energies. So maybe some of their chakras are wide open, or just maybe, you know, they're, like I said earlier, those energy bodies are just completely filled up full of gunk and they have no place to put it. So when they see people and they feel the people's psychic energies as the people look at them or whatever, all of a sudden they get a psychic attack and they don't want to deal with it. And I can completely understand that. So what they need is probably a sensory body clearing so they can be able to live life much easier and better. So here we go. So we're going to go back 5 days. So we're going back from this moment, exact second in time, back 5 days ago. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we had a request, I think, to take off mind control. So we can do this for a little bit here. We'll do it for the maybe the next 10 minutes for everybody here. So the mind control energy, it started from off planet, and the off planet energies also affect people on planet here. And the people on planet who wish to do things to us also for mind control energy can do that also electronically. But mainly this is energies that I work with that are off planet. So I use the term negative ETs, the dark side. And so here we go. I'm going to put you inside of a nice little bubble. And this is going to be the mind control energy taking off of you. This is also energies that are coming into your body, EMF radiation, etc. So we'll go back to the beginning of today here. We'll do that process here so you can actually feel what it's like to have a full day of living without this energy. So here we go. I'll count to 10. They'll be released from you instantly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You should feel yourself like in a bubble. The way to tell is to look around you and check out different things around you. Check out if you have a pet or animal. Look at your computer screen. Look at your computer and see if you can feel any energy coming from it. You should not feel anything. You should feel like you're in a bubble. And all you're doing is observing, just viewing your surroundings without interacting with it on any kind of psychic level, mind level. Remember, everything is mind that comes into you. Remember, heart energy won't ever come into you. Back to you, Sylvia. And we have a few more minutes here. I think about 5 minutes to go.
Okay, great. Let's see. I also, I believe I saw a little while ago on the fast chat a question about the parallel life clearings that you do and perhaps a sample of that.
Okay, that's a very nice one. That's what I recommend for everybody also. Two major clearings to help you is the parallel life clearing and the planetary clearing. Both of these work with probably over a couple thousand different energies. So on the parallel life, what happens is you're out in the dark side universes against your free will, but your spirit goes there because there's a body that looks just like you there. That's why you call it a parallel life. Parallel situations. This could be your deja vu where you actually have the two consciousnesses blend at one time, and you actually maybe are just maybe a few milliseconds after a situation on the parallel life, you see it here happening too. So you go, oh, wow, I remember that. Well, that's because you have bleed through. So here we go. So the parallel life clearing is you going out with your spirit. That's the you that you are. And the dark side fabricated for you a body like your own, dressed the same, looking the same. People around you would be the same. And you're living the same life, but in a reality in the dark side. Remember, the dark side wants to take your spiritual energy. And how do they get that? They put you into judgment. And then the judgment causes trauma. So they create trauma in your life. And so the trauma is what they want. So when you have, you know, a couple thousand parallel lives, they're getting a lot more mileage out of you than just having one lifetime. So that should be a no-brainer to you. So we're going to take you out of 10 of these lifetimes. So what I want you to do for your own validation is to think of a physical problem that you're dealing with. And remember, you should be thinking from your heart. So again, ask your spirit to bring up that consciousness of what these parallel lives that I'm going to be releasing you from, which will be 10 of them. Think of one incident. And whatever that is, I'm going to take you out of that. So I'll just give you about 15 seconds here to think of something. And whatever comes up first from your spirit is what you want to work on. So here we go. First lifetime released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seventh released, eighth released, ninth released, and 10th released. There. So now your spirit is with you out of these lifetimes. If, for instance, you had a ingrown toenail in 10 of these lifetimes and you have one now, you may find the toenail being able to heal because it wouldn't heal in those lifetimes. Remember, they want to give you as much pain as possible so that they can get, you know, when you leak off your energy, they can get it. So now you may have a healing taking place. For your own consciousness awareness, you may feel your body heating up and you may feel a little more present as your spirit gets returned back to you. You will not be going into those lifetimes again. Because the dark side now is closed off to you for that. But you can go into other ones. Remember, there's probably a couple thousand that you're into, but this is just a showing of what the light shift can do, a sample healing. I'll do a sample healing now before the show ends here on planetary clearing. Again, there's a couple thousand planets that cord you. You probably all know that what cording is. That's where energy is taken from you against your free will. And these are normally attached to your chakra system, although it could be attached anywhere in your body. So here we go. Remember your horoscope? You know, that's right up in your face, how you're being controlled, especially your natal chart in this lifetime, how the dark side wants to control you. Remember, I said this is a prison planet in other shows, and this is one of the reasons. So here we go. We're going to do 10 planets now. Same process. Think of a problem with you. So first one released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. Okay. I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. We got about a minute to go here.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we had some great healings there and wonderful information. I guess the main thing to remember from today is that it's the judgment energy that separates us from spiritual truth and from our own divinity. And those judgments are what gets released with these various clearings on the different bodies, like the emotional body and the mental body. And by releasing those, we can actually learn to be in our heart centers and have that connection to our own divine spirit. And from there, we can live our lives from our heart energy and get out of this whole trap of the mental mind energy that we've been sitting in. So hope that today you were able to experience really being in your heart and having wonderful healings. And we look forward to being with you again on Friday. We're on Station 2 on Fridays instead of Channel 1. And the program starts at 5 minutes to 7 Pacific Standard Time. So we'd love to have you there with us also. And until then, I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful time living in your heart center. Good night, everyone.
And good night. And when you're in your heart, you're in the now. And that's where spirit resides. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.